You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Oh, my friends!
Oh, fuck.
You've returned!
I forgot
that's what this would mean.
Genthiel comes out, shaking his head, and he says, "Your hedgehog friend spent the better part of the afternoon pleasuring himself over our poop cliff."
We know how to save Lily.
What did she say?
In her books of formulas.
Yes, I have.
In the third formula, you need to scrap the peony seeds and the Azada tears and sub in water from She Who Walks Through Seasons.
What does that mean?
She Who Walks Through Seasons is a sacred being. Atop her head bubbles a sacred spring. You must make an offering. Summon She Who Walks Through Seasons. Gather the water from her crown.
But how would we summon this creature?
From an ancient tower called the Offering Spire.
To the spire.
When you get to the edge of the doorway, you see all these branches and dried leaves form together to make some sort of large nest. Right when you get to the opening there, you hear this like...
Oh, no.
As this creature emerges.
Oh, I put my katana out.
Ooh. That's it.
Yeah.
Natural 20.
Oh! Asta moves up, and I'm going to spell strike it.
Yeah.
And it does.
Yeah.
You kill the bug, and you look up in this room, and it's just a series of catwalks that leads up to the top floor that you cannot see.
The adventure continues. Now.
Now, we're here to play Pathfinder 2nd Edition, but what you don't know is we recorded this a long time ago. In fact, the week of San Diego Comic-Con. So, even though I'm focused on the game that we're playing, several people at this table are only thinking about what Marvel superhero they're going to play at Comic-Con. So, hopefully they can get their shit together. What poster did you have on your room growing up?
We know about Kate.
We already know about Kate.
I think the we don't know about the rest. What poster did you kiss in your room?
Which poster did you?
Whose poster did you kiss on the lips?
I'm trying to think. When we talked about that, I tried to think back because I was like, I had to have had cutouts from magazine in my age. I don't know if it was popular for you too, but like
my age,
in my era,
we're not
the same age.
basically. But did you ever read Tiger Beat Mag?
I don't think it was Tiger Beat, but like a couple of them,
equivalent. Yeah. There were these magazines.
Anything with Hanson on the cover.
We know Tiger.
17.
17, similar, but more like
tabloid. Yeah, this
tabloid.
Is more like aimed towards
It's like tabloids
queens.
For boy bands.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just like, what is Chad Michael Murray doing with his shirt
What
off?
Kind of peanut butter
do
the Hanson brothers like? Chunky or smooth?
Yeah.
Find out inside.
And it's like quizzes to find out if he really likes you. Stuff like that. It was really bad. But I feel like I had... No. Most of my answers were like, doesn't talk to me. Ignores me.
Well, you got to answer it so that you win.
Is mean to me. And then they're like, he probably likes you.
And you're like, buy next issue of this, man. Yeah. I want to see where this relationship is going.
I have to keep up with this relationship. But my sister, my older sister, she was more like cutouts of magazines and like collages on her wall. I was a tomboy and I had a skateboard and I rode dirt bikes. But she had like Chad Michael Murray and like Orlando Bloom. Maybe Legolas. Maybe he was on there too, but also regular Orlando Bloom. But different style.
Legolas and Orlando Bloom are not the same guy. Legolas.
One has a wig.
And that would be Orlando Bloom.
One's married to Katy Perry.
It's true.
Oh, right.
That's Legolas.
Yeah.
That's Legolas. That's
Legolas. But I can't remember if I had any.
Skid, do you have any posters on your walls growing up?
Yeah, I remember I used to cut out all the Denver Post articles whenever the Nuggets would win a road game. So I had like 5 articles like up on my wall. And then I had these awesome blueprints of BattleTech mechs. I remember I had the Warhammer and the Marauder, and it was these beautiful giant like movie sized posters that were like blueprints with like a human for scale of these like giant robots. That's the main thing I remember like being on my walls.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Did you kiss him every day?
I did every day. I kissed the little man next to the robot. See you after school.
I know you're just for scale, but to me, you're the biggest thing in the world.
Biggest thing in the world.
I wish I could crawl inside you like you do that mech.
Oh, man.
Matthew, what about your poster?
Twisters, Bruce.
Is the boss of Bruce. No, just a sweaty boss just on stage. Shirt.
No,
open.
I actually do have a framed blown up photo of Bruce on my wall right now. Actually, when Sydney and Xavier came over to our apartment, and Xavier identified the photographer like with a glance.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Well, he's also a Jersey boy, so he knew it was Bruce, and then he probably made a few connections in his brain.
He was like Danny Lynch. I was like, yeah,
it's Xavier.
I had maps on my walls.
Maps
of what?
Nerd. Oh, I had maps too. I had maps as well.
Real places or like fantasy maps?
Real places. I wish I could. I wish I had fantasy places.
Westeros.
I wish I could get a Westeros map or a Middle Earth map that would have been big enough to be framed, but I did not. Yeah.
That is one other thing I did have.
World
I remember
maps.
Like right by the door, I had a gigantic full color extrapolated version of Middle Earth, which had people have probably seen it. It has like it takes some liberties, but it's just like this is what. You know, the eastern part of Middle Earth, that's not that Tolkien ever depicted the south. Like everything was, the whole continent was on there. It was really cool.
Oh, that's cool. What about you, Joe? Do you have any posters growing up?
No, not that I can remember. I remember having a lot of pennants. I had a lot of like sports team pennants.
Yeah.
I had baseball, football.
The New York Giants, New York Mets.
No, never. But I think I had other teams. Like I do think I had some other team. Like I had like Montreal Expos and stuff like that. Like,
wow.
I definitely had some baseball variety in my pennants. Yeah. But there were no Yankees, no Mets. But yeah, just other random like
pennants
stuff. Yeah.
Did you guys ever paint on your walls? Or like
No.
It's forbidden.
No.
I
knew that was an easy no. You would never do that.
No.
Because your parents would yell at you.
I mean, I would do it in like
nice
an organized
blue wall.
Way.
Blue. Perfect color.
Like I had ideas being like, I'm going to paint stars on the ceiling that like fall onto the walls and just like stencil that for days, or like stripes that look cool. It wasn't just like free form painting.
But you did paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I wanted to spray paint on my wall because on the Late Night with David Letterman show at the time, they used to do these bumper images like before and after the commercials. And one of them was of a guy like spraying Late Night with David Letterman on the wall of his living room. And I wanted to replicate that. For some reason, my mom said no.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
Not actually. Oh, God.
Did you ever have a buddy who had like, you know, half naked women up and they were like, you know, like, 10, 11, 12 years old?
Just like leaning on a motorcycle.
Like a busty chick.
Like a Ferrari Testarossa.
Where are your parents?
Yeah. Why?
It's very uncomfortable.
What's with the soft porn?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I had a friend who had a giant Patrick Ewing. That was cool.
Oh.
It was like the heyday of the Patrick Ewing day.
Oh, yeah,
like a life-size Ewing that took up the whole wall.
It wasn't the whole wall, but it was like a life-size. Yeah, it was a life-size Ewing.
My uncle lived next door to Patrick Ewing.
Really?
Yeah. really enjoyed having him as a neighbor.
He didn't even need a poster. He could just look out his window.
No, I was I was looking.
There he is.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun.
And you?
I had a Dark Side of the Moon, which is very cliched, but I wasn't like
a busty chick leaning against a motorcycle.
It was like a Dark Side of her moon.
How old were you when you had the Pink Floyd?
I want to say I was in high school. It's high school.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't like a pothead. I never spoke pot or anything. I just really liked Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Were your parents like?
But everybody else who had Pink Floyd, we knew what they were doing.
Sure.
I just really liked.
You know what I would do? I would draw my mirror. Because it's temporary.
With like lipstick?
With like Sharpies and stuff and markers. Huh. Just like draw on it or like put, because you know, look at me. I would do like lyrics and stuff on there. Like if it was like my AIMOA message, but like for my bedroom.
What's like?
like Thursday death lyrics. Maybe a death cab death lyric. Cab.
Sad, my chemical romance. Sad lyrics.
I can remember taking down my posters from like my college dorm each year, rolling them up and saving them to bring back the following
year. Put in your new dorm room.
I'd change the posters out from time to time. But I had a Dracula, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, that's wow. Poster.
The Coppola?
Yeah, the Coppola one. Because I played Dracula in my senior year in high school, so I was like way into Dracula at the time. Right. But it was a cool poster.
With Rob Kirkovich.
Yeah, Rob Kirkovich.
He was telling me about this.
Yeah, it was Dracula. He was Van Helsing.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. If I didn't have a wife or roommates when I was in college, like there would never be anything on my walls. Like I don't put things on the wall. I don't care. I don't have that like nesting instinct kind of thing where you want to like make a place your own. Yeah. And so, yeah, I've been like I'll have like an office or something and just like nothing up in it. And people are like, you realize people are going to think that you're a serial killer or something. Like your walls are like, just bare.
You murdered the people who lived here, like got rid of all their stuff and are just lying in wait.
Exactly. I don't know. It just never made a lot of sense to me. I just don't think about it.
I
never look at the wall. Like if I have a television in a room and a video game console, I don't need anything else.
Such a psychopath. People like you, minimalist, you know, people like you.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Are so polar opposite. But
no, I don't think he's a minimalist.
Xavier's like that
Weirdos.
Too. No. Like he likes decor, but his idea of perfect decor is you don't see anything. You don't see clutter. It's like clean and neat and stuff is put away and it's not busy on the walls and it's not like busy patterns. I'm the complete opposite. And I'm realizing ever since I was a kid, I would change my room all the time. Mm-hmm. I would like redecorate it and reorganize it. And I built a loft bed. And then I put like, I wanted to sleep in a hammock for a while because I heard it was good for your back. I was in high school.
A lot of high schoolers have problems with their backs. So.
Built a hammock.
It's good.
I like built a Sciatica. Hammock under my loft bed. And then I moved my mattress on top. And then I would move it back to the bottom and put like a couch on top with a TV and like video games. And I would just change my room. And then at tag sales, I would just get like a typewriter that needed a new ribbon. Like it didn't work. But I'd be like, awesome. And I'd put that in my room. I'd get a
What are you, Tom Hanks?
I don't know. I'd get a boombox. I had a record player and I would like have my parents' old records.
Your
and all
parents
that.
Just take off for months at a time.
I would paint like murals on my bedroom. Tree? They just let me be. I was my own. They
Brian were like, was like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, no, they would peek in and they'd be like, I'm not even touching
good for
that.
Her.
She brought more trash home.
That sounds awesome.
Clothes.
Yeah.
But I've, great. But
one
I
man's trash is another person's.
One man's trash.
She's not on drugs.
It's Sydney's decor. But I realize it's carried into my adult life.
No, it is. That's like your career now.
Tchotchke. Yeah, it's like when production design. Yeah. It's just like stuff.
Yeah.
I love stuff.
Joe, you must love these walls then.
This is perfect.
Is this good for you?
This is great.
Yeah.
Very low stress environment.
Feels like I'm in jail.
Why do you even go home after we stop?
Well, when I'm here, it's like I'm hanging out with you guys. I look at you guys. I look at the computer screen. I never, like, I just don't get it.
Where's the console? Where's the TV? Where are the nooners?
Exactly. I did say that earlier. Where are the nooners? But
next week.
But it's not that I don't like things on the walls. I'm just not motivated to do it. I don't, because I don't care.
Your office looks nice.
If somebody's like,
you just put a sword on your wall.
Can we put that up? Can we put it? I'm like, 9 times out of 10.
Sure.
Like, yeah, and you have like bookshelves and stuff. Good. So you have stuff like quote unquote on the walls.
Yeah, that was the other
thing. Yeah. I love books. I love having books. Yeah.
Matthew's apartment is all books.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
You guys hang out a lot, huh?
Me and Matthew's
houses?
Yes. Yeah. She's really close with this kid and stuff.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
She loves him.
It's a little weird.
What the?
Adults should not be friends.
Adults should not be friends.
We'll be back right after this.
What's up, Nash? I hope you nerds are sitting down because we have got an awesome sponsor in today's Ep of the GCP. There is a new podcast that just released and it's called, wait for it, Dungeon Masters. That's right, Dungeon Masters. This is a scripted podcast series that is written by award-winning journalist and author David Kushner. And the series takes you behind the curtain of Dungeons & Dragons like never before. Guiding you on this journey will be the one and only Gary Gygax, who is portrayed by Will Wheaton. And he is side-by-side with private investigator William Deere, who is played by John Hamm. How amazing is this? Prepare to dive deep into a mystery that transformed an era and witness the untold story of an investigation that captivated a generation and made the game infamous. In 1979, Michigan State student Dallas Egbert vanished in the steam tunnels beneath his university, allegedly playing a real-life version of D&D. Dungeon Masters follows Investigator Deer on his quest to uncover the truth, encountering twists and revelations that defy all expectations. Do not miss Will Wheaton as your Dungeon Master, guiding you through this thrilling journey, and John Hamm as the tough, swashbuckling Detective Deer in this new scripted podcast series. It's available Monday, August 12th on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. I, for one, cannot wait to check this out.
Folks, we're back. I want to thank our sponsors, Norse Foundry and Foundry VTT. Still looking for that third Foundry sponsor, or perhaps, as we just mentioned before the break, High Noon will answer our calls. We're heading to Boston next month. Might already be sold out. Portland and LA in October, and then Philly in December. Let's finish the year strong.
The holiday party. The network holiday party. Yeah.
Best show of the year?
Yeah. Best show of the year.
It's right up there.
Yeah.
It's the best time of the year.
Love that Philly show, man.
It's so much fun. And Philly, I love the city, and like they have the holiday market going on. That's so generous. It's like we walk to the venue and it's like, it's the most wonderful time.
All around City Hall. It's just like all the tents, and there's a skating rink and like the vendors. Should build in time for the skating rink.
I love it because I already
make a reservation.
The last SNL of the year when they do the outro.
In our little sweaters and our outfits. Wear. Yes.
We have to do the skating after
in our sweaters.
After the show because Joe is going to fall and hurt himself.
No, I won't.
No, I will.
Extremely coordinated.
I'm Kate is going to fall.
Don't you have two destroyed knees?
Yeah. So do a lot of professional athletes, Matthew.
So true.
Here's a question. Who can't skate here?
I have
my own skates. I'll be bringing my own figure skates.
I could be like turning a sow cow, but I can skate.
I took an ice skating class in college. So.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious? What kind of bullshit college?
What TV commercial did you learn about your college?
It was a liberal arts college. You have to take a gym class. And I was like, fuck gym. So I took an ice skating class with my friend. And it was really fun.
Amazing, actually.
Did you pass?
Yeah, with flying colors. Really? I was like most improved.
Wow.
Wow.
Actually, that's...
We got to see this.
I know.
On the rink at City Hall in Philly.
I want to ask...
Kate with the triple Lutz.
A question tangentially related. So, Troy, you went to Columbia. I heard that one of the requirements, graduation requirements for Columbia for undergrads is that you have to be able to swim like a certain distance. Is that still the case?
Oh, I don't know. It might be.
It was from what I heard, it was like a legacy thing from when the city was under threat by the British. And the students were required to be able to like swim across the Hudson.
To escape?
That's hilarious.
That's what I heard.
Swim King's College?
Yeah, right?
Does Columbia University require swimming? Yes. All Columbia College students are required to pass a swimming test or submit a waiver from university health services. So they just carried that over as like a relic.
For like hundreds of years.
Yeah. But for the grad students, like, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Good luck out-swimming the British.
Nerds.
I knew it was too late for us.
You have to learn how to swim or how to fire muskets.
That's funny. Yeah, no. I worked at the bar right next to Columbia that was just full of undergrads and kids with fake IDs. But the swimming requirement never came up. Or I've replaced that memory with something else.
You gave that one to the gardeners?
I gave that one to the gardeners. You guys came back to the Oatian settlement. You met up with Genthiel and your old pal, Hubert Hedge, who has apparently found love. But it sounds like
a hopeless place.
In a hopeless place. Sounds like it might be short-lived because they want him out of their settlement, as welcoming as they were to you in the first place. You tell them what Iscariel told you, and Genthiel says, oh, water from she who walks through shit, or whatever he's called.
Seasons. Walks through seasons.
Thank you. She who walks through seasons. Oh, let me explain about that. She who walks through seasons is kind of like... You guys okay over there?
I was just asserting what I consider to be my personal space under the table.
Yeah.
And I'll admit.
So aggressive.
I need a lot of personal space under the table.
You got a lot going on?
I whacked Matthew's calf.
And he looked at me like I was insane.
Sitting like he's in
Matthew's
coach on an airplane.
Sitting there like almost cross-legged. So I don't understand what.
I was like.
Stop kicking.
Get a good stretch.
Man spreading over there.
Yeah. Oh. Doing a bit of man spreading. Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It was more interesting than I was. What I was. I've lost my train of thought.
Yeah.
She Who Walks Through Water, Seasons. Need water from She Who Walks Through Seasons. I didn't have my afternoon iced coffee, so I can't talk.
Sydney didn't get us any coffee like she.
Yeah, well, thanks, Sydney. Too busy pooping.
If only.
From all the coffee I was having.
Yeah. All the coffee she
drank. All the coffee.
There in one hole out the other.
Sorry.
Nothing for me. So tired now.
We spend way too much time
around. She may not have been pooped.
We hang out way too much. We should hang out less.
We should.
Well, adults should not have friends.
This is why adults shouldn't have friends.
Adults should not be friends.
Said it before.
So, She Who Walks Through Seasons.
Yes.
She's like, she's not really a she. She's a entity. Not quite a god, maybe a demigod.
Turtle.
She is the jungle herself.
A forest some kind of spirit.
I think of it as like a tall neck from Horizon Zero Dawn. Walk around the forest.
You have
to climb it.
It also feels, my first thought was like Breath of the Wild, the fairies that come out of like the springs and
great
stuff.
Fairies.
Yeah, the great fairies, because she's got like a spring on her head.
Well, that reminds me of the kappa, which is a Japanese like Shinto spirit.
Ooh.
These turtle-like creatures that have like a bowl that's filled with
that's
water.
That's the first thing I thought was a turtle-like creature.
I learned about them from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, the one where they go back in time.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Secret of the Ooze?
That's number two.
Oh, the time when I never watched
it. They think that the turtles are kappa.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I never watched Back to the Future 3. Or that one.
Oh, Back to the Future,
when they go back in time, I'm not interested.
You know they go back in time and Back to the Future 1, right?
I want to live in the moment. but I can't wait when they do that, when they go back to the future. I'm like, I'll sit through this, but I want them to get back to the future. Because I like to live in the moment. It's just some kind of god of the jungle. You got to go to the offering spire, give it a bunch of shit, and blow the horn and secure the tower.
Draw it out. And then Zephyr has to like leap onto its head and steal its water.
Get the gourd, fill it up.
Rappel down.
To safety.
Okay. Now, here's the problem. He says, you know, this tower hasn't been used for a while. Might be, maybe some monsters moved in.
So denizens.
Be careful. Yeah. And sure enough, when you get there, there was one such monster, this like giant insect. Like grasshopper cricket legs and a weird lamprey-like maw coming out of a lobster claw head. Pretty hairy fight because it had this AoE attack that I just kept spamming.
Yeah.
A little behind the curtain. It could also have done that in a 60-foot line. And there was a couple times where you guys got in a good line and then Zephyr fanned out and I lost it.
Oh.
So I just kept doing the cone, which ended up being pretty good. I mean, it took Buggles down. The persistent fire was pretty nasty.
Brother Amy's down about half.
Yeah. So you defeat him, but now everyone's a little beat up, and that's where we pick up today. You see there's a staircase leading up, but the ceiling, so the floor of the next level, is like crumbled away. But you do see that if you were to go up these stairs leading to this catwalk, you could kind of like go around the outside of the second floor, and there must be a way from there to get to the top. And that is where the spore horn is that you need to blow.
Brother Amius will run to Buggles urgently. He is stabilized, but needs to be healed. And so he's going to treat wounds on Buggles.
Okay.
And I pre-rolled it. And I crit.
Oh.
20.
Wow.
Awesome. Yeah. And then I did it again because I knew you were down so much.
Yeah.
And I crit a second time with a natural 19.
It's cool awesome. When you like roll off screen, you just make up the numbers.
Because we're doing a show here.
Nice.
Let's keep it moving.
I appreciate that.
I rolled 39 hit points.
That's me fixed.
So that would be 20 minutes of time he would need to work on Buggles.
I could use a tad of help.
Yeah, did you pre-roll anything for him?
No, just I knew Buggles would need a bunch, so I was like right at the top of the episode, so I just pre-rolled it.
Oh, nice.
Natural 20.
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't matter.
Rocking and rolling right now.
Don't need to roll.
I don't need to roll it? Even if it's a horrible, horrific, embarrassing roll of 12 on 48?
We're good.
And me as well.
Oh, right. Asta got hurt. Yes. I'm so sorry. That is not too bad. That's 11.
Okie dokie.
Still need more?
A little bit.
All right. We're going on about an hour here. That's the same as well. And another 11.
Perfect.
Oh, all right.
Wasn't Zephyr on fire a minute ago?
I spent time okay? to put it out while in combat.
Are you okay, though? Or are you very
hurt? You still have hit points.
Oh, yeah. No, Brother Ramius healed me.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, no. I'm actually still half down.
Yeah, because
you kept taking.
Took all the damage after.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that further damage after I healed you. 14 points of healing for you.
It's like halfway there.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, it's halfway there.
Whoa.
Living on Zephyr.
Another 14.
Beef. The other
beef.
Nice, Kate.
Living on a beef.
Living on a beef.
All right, so guys, are you all healed up?
Yes. The other Barnes disappears. But.
It takes a little bit over an hour, though. I did fail once on Zephyr and didn't heal her any, but then we got it back. So, nice. Yeah, a little over an hour at the base of this tower, just kind of like looking up and examining. Oh, yeah. I didn't heal myself. So, yeah, consider it an hour and a half.
Little over an hour at the base of the tower.
Asta and Zephyr
we
are
crawl
in
into
the
nest.
Okay. It's full of bug poop.
We're searching the nest.
Okay. It's mostly bug poop. It's all bug poop.
All right, let's see if we can work these stairs up and around. I don't know if they'll be stable. We'll give it a try.
Yeah, can I give them a perception check to see if they look stable?
Sure.
Natty 19 or a 26.
Yeah, they look pretty stable. It seems like you're going to have to go single file. There are several stories of these catwalks connected by staircases that ascend the inside of the tower in like geometric patterns, kind of like the Guggenheim. It seems like where the second floor would be is about 35 feet up, and up there looks like there's like a 5 foot wide ledge that navigates the what would have been the second floor.
Before we head up, can Asta also do a perception on the bug just to see? She wants to see if there's any, like, I don't know, interesting pieces on it that she could take. Mm. Like, the bug seems really shiny and cool.
It's shiny and cool.
That's going to be a 23.
No, it's weird. It's this, like, cross between a dinosaur and an insect and nothing really interesting. Like, maybe if you were a real, blacksmith, you could make some cool armor out of its carapace, but you're not.
I break off a leg.
Just rip its leg off?
I mean, its leg is really big. It's a big creature.
Take it.
Where do you put it?
I break off a toe.
All right, so
are you familiar with how insect legs look?
You got one
toe.
Insect toe. It's not really a toe.
I put it in my pocket.
Okay.
I'm going to mark that on my sheet.
All right.
Can you read off what else is in your pocket right now?
Yeah, how many things you got in there?
Rocks.
You have 75 pounds of stones still in your
bunch
pocket.
Of teeth.
Okay, a lot of rocks.
Exactly.
Teeth.
from Kinbo's court.
Spell book.
I'm just trying to look at one of these toes that you grabbed here.
A toenail.
A claw.
Oh, now it's a nail. It went from a leg to a toenail.
No, it's like the foot, like the little with the claw, like one piece of that.
One. All right, so you hack away with your katana.
I just
cut a piece of foot.
Asta, what are you doing?
It could be useful.
For what?
To study.
Study what?
This.
Are you some sort of xenobiologist?
No, silly. I'm a kitsune. And she brushes past you.
Are you a xenobiologist?
No, silly.
I'm a kitsune.
God.
All
right.
Let's walk up. Let's start doing the stairs. Let's get up there. I want to blow this horn.
If you want, Zephyr and maybe Asta can go first, because I know that we probably have the best acrobatics and athletics. And then I also have catfall.
Zephyr, you go first.
Zephyr, you go first, and then Barnes, I think, would be best next.
I'll go after Barnes.
Who's first?
What's your name again?
Zephyr's first.
Zephyr, and then me next.
And then Barnes.
No, and then me next.
And then Barnes.
And me after Zephyr.
Oh, is it because of the bet?
I'm elbowing Barnes.
Is this still because of the bet?
Look, we have to have a
hallway is tight.
We have to have a built-in system to create parity within the bet.
Parity.
So
parity.
If you are down,
parity.
If you're parity. If you are down, if you're the one that's behind, and it's a single file situation, you get the first position.
But this really offset, this is offset by the parlay, because he's not counting my crits, so he's not down by that much.
You don't have to worry about the parlay.
I'm worried about the parlay.
He's just wanting to
lose.
All
you have to worry about is the parlay.
It's you nothing. It's just you and me.
I don't want him to win.
He's not going to
win anything. It's all made up.
Everything's made up.
But you can get a rune.
Well, I already have it. It's already her.
What's
room.
The party order? Zephyr and then Barnes. What's the party order? Zephyr, Barnes.
This bet Zephyr, has Barnes, ruined my life.
Brother Ramius, Buggles.
It's all Zephyr, made up. He doesn't win anything. You can Asta, get a room.
Brother Ramius, Buggles.
And as we're walking, I'm like testing the ground too to make sure it can hold everyone.
Okay.
She doesn't take a step without being sure that it's strong and will hold the weight.
Okay. We're back.
Okay.
All right.
New map.
Zephyr, you're on the new map. You see this 5-foot-wide catwalk that wraps around here. There's a little opening, perhaps where a door used to be, leading you into what would have been the next room.
All right. She goes forward. And this is fun. Now I'm above the nest.
Yeah, you can see the floor drops right there, and you're above the nest. But it does look like it winds around. And you see kind of in the northwestern portion, so stop for one second, that like across from where you are right now, it appears there's a staircase that leads up.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Yep.
So very cool to be on like a balcony of a map we were just on.
That's and
like,
is there a railing or are we just
walking along.
Because the floor broke out.
Right at that moment, let's take it back. Just a little one more step there. Back one more back there. Right there. Everybody roll a perception check.
At it.
Come on, Norse Foundry. Help me out here.
Natural 20.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get that out of the way.
25.
11. I'm way too focused on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's good.
11 as well.
10. Right. 10.
21.
Ah, okay. So both Asta and Ramius, towards the middle of the pack there, as Zephyr and Barnes zip up ahead, you notice this like thick vines that are covering the area from where the floor used to be. They crawl over this little catwalk. They start to animate and grab at the ankles of Zephyr
Aunt.
And Barnes.
Zephyr!
What? Oh.
Roll for initiative.
Zephyr!
Zephyr!
Oh, shit.
Barnes! Zephyr, Barnes!
Jump back!
Literally?
20.
I'd say, should I just roll over my terrible perception?
Can we roll over our perception?
And I rolled the exact same terrible.
Yeah, you should. Whatever you roll for perception, that's your...
Well, what if I rolled a natural 20? Can I save that for my action?
Stop.
Can I save it for my first attack?
Stop.
This initiative, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Norse Foundry.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening to what you guys said. I just wanted to see who...
21 asked. For brother... Ramius.
Oh, great. Let me just stop what I was doing to change yours.
Just 21? Trying to keep it moving.
21, you said?
21.
Plus
my modifier is...
Buggles?
11.
Okay. Barnesy?
10.
Poop. Poop, poop.
Oh, dear.
And then Zephyr?
11.
Really poopy. But Asa, you did well, right?
25. I rolled a nat.
Nice. 20.
Okay, this is cool. So Asta and Brother Ramius will go first with Asta beginning. So that's what you see. I will put on the map what you actually see.
Oh.
Whoa!
It's sort of this like living vine. You know, this is one of these classic Pathfinder pictures where if you were in a forest fighting this thing, it would look like this. Focus on the green part. It's these vines that are like...
I was going to say, where is the tree?
Animating up to try and...
It's on the wall or on the floor?
It's like crawling up on the wall onto the catwalk.
Keep that thing away from Hubert.
I know. That's the first thing I thought of. Is this Hubert's girlfriend?
Where is he?
My love.
You're 35 feet up here and a very thin catwalk, single file. You see this thing reaching towards Asta and Barnes.
Zephyr and Barnes. So it's...
Excuse me, yes.
If I were to... Let's say if Asta were to run up to the edge closer to Barnes, would I be able to slash down?
Sure, okay. Yep.
And that's what she's going to do. So move across from Barnes right at the edge, and she's just going to go back up and slash down with her katana.
Oh, nice. This is so cool with the two of them not seeing it.
Yeah.
Like, we saw it.
from behind.
And yeah, and Asta runs up. Watch out!
15.
First time Matthew's been happy you missed.
All right, and
I'm not that happy because I'm about to get thrown to the ground.
Yeah, you might get thrown right off.
My second attack, my third action. Let's go. Oh, wait.
You decided to not spell strike?
Yeah. I want to get two hits in. All right, here we go.
Shit.
Natural three.
Oh, see? You just have to let it happen.
Just garbage. Absolute trash.
That's how you win.
I know. I just want to win so bad. I'm forcing it. You're right.
Play your character.
Yeah. I got to let it go.
Stay in your lane.
Don't try to win.
Vroom, vroom. All right. That's my turn.
All right. At the end of your turn, the foliage all along the walkway there and spreading outward in like a 20-foot radius starts to grow everywhere. It's difficult terrain now everywhere leading up and around where this vine is. It's Brother Ramius's turn.
So everything that is immediately in melee with the creature as it is on the map right now is difficult terrain?
There you go.
And everything all of that's difficult terrain?
Yeah, so like the stuff that's floating over the air, not important, but all the parts of the catwalk that are covered by that are.
Oh, well, that just ruined the turn. Very conveniently.
I will tell you, it's difficult terrain, and you're just out of it right now, which is good, and that's all you really need to know.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I was going to try to bless you guys, but now that's not going to happen.
This is kind of rude.
Yeah.
I can't reach you.
Wait, you said it.
Man. Damn. Guess I can just fire at it.
Anything that can do fire damage?
No, I don't have anything that can do fire damage, unfortunately. Difficult terrain. All right, you know what? I'll move up 10 feet, and I'll cast Bless. So only Asta is in it, but it's a 15-foot aura, and I will... Hopefully that means if I can get one action for it next round, I can expand the range, but...
Really? Me too.
Dude, I truly wanted to get there, but this stupid, difficult terrain killed it. Killed it!
All right, let's get funky. It is one of these assassin vines turns, and it will attempt to strike one of you. I'm going to come after either let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, it's coming after Barnesy. Barnes, you're going to get out nicely. 16 to hit.
Yes.
Misses. All right, second one goes... Fuck me. This one goes towards Asta. 23 for Asta with the map.
Yeah, that hits.
Well, a couple things are going to happen there, Miss Asta, if that's your real name. First, you're going to take 8 points of bludgeoning damage. And then with its final action, it grabs you. Just starts wrapping around you. You are grappled.
Okay.
How high up are we?
35 feet.
Oh,
above.
Boy. I hope it doesn't pull you off.
Yeah, me too.
Or, well, at least there's only one of them. Oh, wait, there's another.
Oh, no.
Da-dun. This one here is going to move.
Where are they?
They're like kind of on the wall, leaning up and over. So it slides over, and with 10 feet of reach, goes to strike Zephyr. Zephyr, that's going to be a natural one.
There we go.
Does this vine have a name?
This vine does not have a name, but it doesn't matter. A natural one is always
fun. I do this every time.
So does everybody.
Yeah, for like 7 years.
We just want you to name every character and keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
Old Viney.
Old Viney.
Okay.
Old Viney and Young Viney.
Brutal.
This one from Johnny in Everett, Washington.
What up?
That's my uncle from Everett.
Oh, you lucky bastard. This one from...
I dropped my weapon?
No, it's, what do we say to the God of Death?
Not today.
And if you answer with not today, it is simply a miss.
What? Boom, Johnny. Everyone knows that.
What? Who are you?
Johnny! We're always saying door to the north. Like, what?
Maybe if it was for a bridge club somewhere in Everett, maybe you'd have a chance of slipping that by one of the old ladies or something. But
you get a free pass without a roll. Otherwise, you have to roll or become slowed.
Oh, that would have been clutch.
Would have been sweet.
Man. Yeah.
Instead, it's going to use its final attack on Zephyr with the map. That one's a miss with a 16.
Oh.
All right, so pretty good. Not too terrible here. However, that difficult terrain is now going to kind of spring and continue out throughout the room. I'll throw that on there shortly. In the meantime, it's Buggles' turn.
Buggles, I think, is just going to do... I'm tempted to come... I think I might come closer to get into range of the Bless. So I think I will do that. Okay. And then he is going to do... He's going to snap his fingers and do an ignition strike on the closer of the two creatures.
Very nice. Good.
Nice.
19.
19's a hit.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Get it. Get it off me.
Oh, that's amazing. Fire damage. Hopefully it's weak to fire.
9 points of fire damage.
Okay, and it does scream out with
yes.
The...
Yes!
Awesome. It lets go of the mouth it has. Pasta.
You know what the cool thing is? Is that next round, I can't do that.
Cool it off.
That's not true. You do fire damage.
No, I can't. Not with the oscillating wave, I can't.
Okay.
Oscillating John.
Yeah. Gotcha.
All right, Zephyr. Unless I jumped you. Do you have one more?
No, I moved up, and then that was two actions. Okay.
So the vine, young viney in front of me.
Young viney.
Because old viney's up on top.
Oh, you know what? Since you're in starting your turn in this thing, do me a favor and give me a reflex save.
Fine.
By in this thing, does that mean all the difficult terrain?
Yeah.
If you start, 21.
Okay. You seem to be fine.
Good. All right. So she sees young viney here grabbing Asa and is afraid she's going to fall. So she... goes to key strike this one. So you see her hand wraps start to glow.
Yes.
And she lets out a flurry of blows with her fisty fists.
Flurry of blows with fisty fists.
So the first one is an 18 to hit.
Okay.
And then the second one, oh my God.
Oh
no.
Doesn't hit.
Oh no.
Natural two.
All right. First one does hit.
Okay, awesome. So stunning fists.
Switch back.
Yeah, let's switch back.
Switch back.
28 on the fort.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Rocks. Rocks for sale.
All right, so my
hit your rocks.
Yeah.
God damn it. So that one hits, but so that means with my key strike, I get an extra d6 of damage.
Oh,
nope. Nice.
Ooh.
Do I only have two d6s in here? I don't want to use the metal one. Yeah, let me use that one.
She had more D6 than you know what to do with. Should look at you.
So that's
Yahtzee box
8 points of damage. 2 of those points of damage is force damage.
Okay. Thank you for being honest.
So that's one action. Get rid of my focus point. Let's see. Is there any, like, I'd like to aid Asta on the next turn.
Okay.
Outside of that.
How do you want to aid her?
With whatever attack
I guess
that
you can
she
just
does.
Decide. Yeah, she might try to escape. Who knows?
Or if she wants to escape, I want to help with that too.
Okay.
And I guess any knowledge check, I guess, for any weakness or any strengths they have. I guess we know they're weak to fire.
Yeah, I mean, give me a nature check if you have it.
Nature. 17.
You don't know. You don't know.
I don't know what these are.
Barnes, reflex save.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Oh, nice. Immune to it for the rest of the combat?
What?
Amazing.
What do you want to do?
Okay, exploit vulnerability.
Ooh, it has none.
That is a 25.
All right, now what is this again?
Okay, so it's an esoteric lore check against the standard DC for the creature's level.
This is awesome.
Okay, yeah.
This is awesome.
That's good enough.
That's a success.
Yeah.
Okay, now that also gives me a free recall knowledge.
Okay, I will tell 25. You.
Yes, at 25.
I'll tell you, it's also weak to slashing. It's weak to fire and slashing.
Fire and slashing? Okay. all right, so I get to use its mortal weakness. I get to exploit it anyway. And now I will take a stab at the Kukri. Natural 20.
Oh!
Ties it up! 7-7!
Dude, my cash out just got higher!
My cash out just got higher!
You stayed with it, you believe!
You're both seven.
I'm not selling!
Now.
I'm not selling!
I'm so
okay,
pissed.
So. You gotta read me.
Yeah. A fan crit.
Fan critical.
Fan critical, yeah, sure. So,
like, who cares?
All I care about is the fake money. The
all
Troy
I care
won.
About is who gets yeah.
The pretend money I win. Yeah. God, if I hit this bet, I was on the ropes.
I was almost sweating out.
Fun sweat.
All right, this one from Zach in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hi,
oh,
Zach.
Wow. Red hey, in Averxius' voice. Yeah. That's convenient.
Oh, look at that. Oh. That's you.
Yeah. So the title is... And my axe.
Oh.
Yeah. A lesser known devil from the nine hells comes to your aid temporarily. Deal double damage, and your weapon is then imbued with a magical aura that grants it a +3 bonus to hit and the ability to deal 1d6 points of fire damage on a hit for 1 minute.
Oh, wow. My God. So it's going to do fire and slashing?
Yeah, which it was going to do anyway.
It's going to do that anyway.
Because of his special class thing.
Okay, so double damage.
Add this bonus damage to your current attack. It grants it a +3 bonus to hit.
Let me put the sand
so
point.
So upset.
Oh my God, Zach! And my ass.
This is Averxius.
It's Averxius, like, comes through
there, I put the sandpoint
devil into Barnes.
Yeah.
You see his red clawed hand grip Barnes' weapon alongside him.
Yeah. Yeah, all of a sudden, you're.
Oh my God.
You have a longsword? Is that what you
have? I have a kukri.
Yeah, your kukri seems to have a phantom axe like head on it.
Troy put the horrible horse that stole all our horses
sandpoint
in,
devil.
In Sandpoint. The Sandpoint
Devil. Yeah, the Sandpoint
Devil.
The
Sandpoint Devil.
You killed Pumpernickel.
Okay, that's going to be 16 points of slashing damage, which for the purposes of this counts as fire as well.
All right, so 26 points of damage altogether.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Jeez.
Okay, so now I'm going to take another swing.
You are like the perfect person
oh, yeah.
to fight this
And I got
thing.
A +3 to this?
Yeah.
That's what it says.
I'm so upset. This is cheating.
That's stupid.
Okay, that's going to be... 23 to hit.
That's a hit.
8-70 takes the lead.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Hey.
She actually won it. And then you guys created this crazy scenario so that you could win it.
I didn't create the scenario. Sydney put it up for auction. All right, that's 10 points of damage that is both slashing and fire.
And you kill it.
Yeah.
Nice job, Barnes.
Awesome.
Nice
awesome.
Job.
Awesome.
Wow.
And that is my turn. And because I succeeded at the exploit vulnerability, this is what we learned from Professor Eric, because I succeeded, I now can do the same thing to the other one.
Oh, that's cool.
Right.
If I don't succeed and I have to do the personal antithesis, then it's...
Right.
Of course you
can. I have to re-roll.
So you're no longer grappled. Keep in mind,
you're welcome.
You don't
you're welcome,
get
master.
A crit here. There's a chance he could end this bet next round.
That's amazing.
well,
come on, Sid. You got this.
Question, is it still difficult terrain where the... Young Viney died?
Good question. No, okay, that is actually gone.
Oh, huge.
Everything that's... So Zephyr's the only one still. because the other one has some sort of evidence as well. It's top of round two. It's Asta's turn. You know, just your run-of-the-mill turn here. What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to
get
over
there. Going to run, leap off the edge, and just... Quack! Attack that.
It's just
guy.
That you're
and
passing through this like difficult terrain space.
15 feet for a leap. That's a hard leap.
From difficult terrain.
From difficult terrain.
Shot.
Yeah, I need to double move, unfortunately.
How far can you go with dimensional agility?
I can go 15.
Or, well, you didn't do a spell strike.
I didn't do a spell strike.
So you don't need to recharge it, but you just could do a spell from here with a spell attack roll. That would count as long as you roll.
Wait, what?
You do a spell with a spell attack roll.
To count as a spell strike?
No, it's just so you don't have to move.
Oh,
and
oh,
it'll
oh.
count toward your attack roll.
That's true. Room. That's true. I could just do a produce flame and attack it.
Oh, yes, please.
All right.
Let me, its weakness.
Yeah. Let me go back. All right. I'm going to not move, and I'm just going to do a produce flame.
Amazing.
Can I aid you on that?
Yeah, and
like
I get
perception?
A blast. Well, you were going to aid me anyway, right?
Yeah, I was going to aid you on either escaping or attack roll.
Oh, right. Okay. So, do you want to tell me where to hit it?
Question mark?
Perception?
For an aid?
Sure.
No.
No.
That's why I said yes.
Plus one for blast.
Plus one for blast. All right. I am going to throw a fireball.
Fireball?
Fire. No.
The natural one?
No, it's just a bad roll. It's just a three. Miss. It's like not even funny. It's just bad.
It's kind of funny.
All right, that's one. And then third, I'm going to do my Foxfire third action.
Foxfire.
Foxfire. Here we go.
I got the map?
Yeah, it takes the map. That's going to be... Here we go. Oh. 12.
You pulled. Natural 20 right there.
Folks.
9-8.
Who is going to win this fake bet? Matthew, Sydney, or me? Find out after this break.
I grow old, I grow old. And now, after a night out with drinks, I tend not to bounce back quite as well as I used to. It happens to the best of us, or so I'm told. That is, until I was introduced to ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol. Pre-Alcohol is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. And it's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-Alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night, drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. So we just got back from Gen Con, and at Gen Con, there's a lot of revelry, shall we say, that takes place. And I came prepared. I brought my stash of ZBiotics with me. And whenever we were about to go out, I whipped out my ZBiotics and treated myself to a refreshing pre-alcohol beverage. So cons, vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions, there's so much going on all the time. So get the most out of your summer plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/GCP to get 15% off your first order when you use GCP at checkout. Pre-alcohol is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/GCP and use the code GCP at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
We're back. I think this is the round. I can't believe I'm still in this. But it's Brother Ramius' turn, and Joe has been known to screw things up.
So let's set the stakes here.
Yeah.
If Kate crits, you lose your parlay.
I ruin everything.
Yeah. It's a parlay buster.
It's a parlay buster.
Don't worry about it.
You got to bust that parlay.
And you have 8, according to the crit rules that Troy is not following.
Doesn't count.
Sydney has 7.
7.
And we're waiting till first gets 10
successful hits. A crit counts.
Sydney gets one more hit at bust my parlay because she has 5 in the old rules, 7 in the new rules.
Yeah, so if Sydney gets a hit at bust Troy's parlay, if Kate gets a crit at bust Troy's parlay, and Matthew could, on this turn, win the bet.
So basically, if Kate doesn't crit and Matthew gets 2 hits, I hit and Matthew wins.
It's amazing.
This is amazing.
I'm doing this for every potency or striking rune we get. You have to have a contest.
We found our love of the game again.
Yeah. And, you know, the funny thing is, yes, it's triggering like my sports addiction, but really, it's very interesting because it's what you're doing is you're seeing over time who hits more.
Yeah.
You could say you want to buff the other person, but like it's usually better to keep increasing the best thing you have in these kind of games. And so, well, we shall see. It might go to Asta.
And when you cheat and pull a crit that gives you a +3 to hit, that's just the way the cookie crumbles, I guess. I
mean, that is ridiculous.
I rolled it. It was a 23 to hit.
Yeah.
Would a 20
have
hit?
A 20 would have been hit anyway.
All right, so we'll keep tracking it. We'll keep tracking that, too. Separate tracking.
Side jump.
Brother Aramius is going to move up.
Side parlay.
Brother Aramius is just going to move up behind Asta.
Okay.
He's going to sustain Bless to increase its range to 25 feet.
Nice.
Actually, no. He's going to move. He has the movement speed to move up without the difficult terrain to between Asta and Barn so that he can stretch that 25 feet out as much as possible. And then he still has an extra action, so he will attempt to aid Asta in an attack.
Thank you.
She's down right now.
Yes, we know who Joe's friend is.
Apparently I have no friends.
You're an adult.
Who, Barnes?
Yeah, I'm an adult.
You done?
I am done.
All right. All right, Zeph. Here we go. 3 actions. First action, Vine comes out like a whip.
I thought it was my turn. I said, okay, Zeph, and I'm like, hell yeah.
Is it moving to us?
No, it's got 10 feet reach. That's going to be a 19. Big old
kiss. Yes.
Oh, yes. That changes Ooh. Everything.
So it really does. All right. 20.
Miss.
Still a miss.
Oh, wow.
Can't hit
right.
me.
Hmm.
Why don't you just try again?
I'm gonna. It's gonna use this last action to slide up there in that Oof. Little in that little space where basically, if you guys want to get around here, you've got to go to the left of where Zephyr is and go through that hallway and get back on the.
And then there's a wall that would block the creature from anyone behind that. Right,
right, like okay. somebody's beat up or something. That's a good way to go. But this thing is now like couched in between what would have used to be the floor of this room, and it's Buggles' turn.
Buggles is. Going to unleash his psyche.
Yeah!
This globe of snow appears around him. His eyes flash blue. He points at the creature and does a frostbite. Please give me a fortitude save.
Ooh, frosty! 27.
Okay, that is a basic success. So you take 7 points of cold damage.
Okay.
And I get 3 temporary HP from that.
Nice. Hey, nice.
And then I'm going to do a psychic. Sorry,
Cyburst.
Cyburst. Give me another give me a reflex save this time.
A reflex save this time. Okay. 18.
That is a fail. You take 5 points of bludgeoning damage.
Mind
so batter you with my brain.
Oh. Okay. Interesting. Okay. All right. It's Zephyr's turn. Zephyr, give me a reflex save.
All right.
Trey, you might have to move that. I think you might.
26.
Oh yeah.
Or no. Yeah. 26.
26. You're fine.
As far as movement goes, can I move like diagonally?
Not around corners. No.
Okay.
So you get a 5'10". And yeah. then 15 if you want
so to. So with my movement and with the difficult terrain here, I can move up to essentially this square. Or no, it's making me move around the walls.
Yeah.
Can I hit the creature from here?
I'm going to give it cover.
Okay.
If you're trying to punch around the wall, it'll get
well, I don't
plus
wanna,
2 to its AC.
I don't want to do that. I can't make it to where I wanted to make it. I thought I wanted to make it to the other side. So we can maybe kind of flank it from where it is.
Yeah,
you can do that. You just double move.
You could double move and get really
you attack
far
the
away.
First
oh,
one
yeah,
action.
I don't need to get into monastic archer stance
right.
with my fists. You guys are so smart. Spy
you're
my
you're
friends.
So smart.
I only have smart friends. All right, so she double moves, gets to the other side of the creature, and regular flurry of blows. Well,
making that reflex save was clutch for you because you wouldn't have been able to do that.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. That's her best save. Ooh. And then I still have Bless from here?
Is that 25 no, feet? It looks no. like a 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Exactly.
Plus, nice. Plus 2.
Right on the edge.
Plus 1 for Bless.
Plus 1. 27 for the first one.
Hit.
Pretty good.
Oh, I'm so close.
It's nearly a crit. Would have been a crit on a 28.
And a miss on the second one. So
28 would have been a crit.
Yeah.
I did.
No,
27. Whoa! Fortitude save, please, for
fortitude
the
save,
setting.
Sure. Oh, that might be a fail. 14.
Fail!
Wow!
You're stunned!
Stunned!
Stunned! All right, so that's one... Or no, wait, yes. 1D... Dice.
1D dice.
1D6 plus 3. 5 points of damage from my fists.
Oh, man, that stun is Punch. So brutal right now.
So not a lot of damage, but hits you right in the Charlie horse spot, wherever that would be on a vine creature.
Yep.
And that's her turn.
Curious, if you're immune to mental, or you're immune to stunned? Did we talk about this before?
You are not immune to stunned.
You're not immune to fun. Okay. Right, yeah. Okay, it is Barnes' turn.
Barnes!
Reflex save?
Barnes! Yes, thank you.
Uh-oh. 14.
You are immobilized.
Oh no. Now's your chance.
Oh wait, no. You that wasn't a crit fail. What'd you roll?
14.
You're not immobilized. Minus 10 foot circumstance penalty to your speed.
Oh man. It's back. Oh, what a sweat.
What a sweat. I will
take one stride action to move up 5 feet.
Yeah!
Into flanking.
The creature is off guard.
Into flanking.
This is it.
I'm sorry.
Plus three of this attack.
This is it! He rolls a natural 20!
I'm gonna make it rain in here!
24.
Yeah. Okay. Yes! Oh, that's nine.
Wait. Sorry, I was putting my wallet back. That's just a hit.
Yeah.
Just roll a second hit.
Okay. That's going to be...
Just roll a second hit.
8 points of damage, slashing and fire.
Oh, God. God, it's still alive.
All right, second attack. Here it is.
20 to hit.
That's a hit! Unbelievable. A month ago, he made this parlay. It was like a futures bet.
That's amazing.
And Kate never crit.
That was the highest leg that Kate wouldn't crit throughout the entire game. It was like, oh, I got the third leg. And,
oh my God.
Wait, hang on. You got your bet in before the crit rule changed. So aren't you still going?
No, I hit. As long the bet was on you to win.
No, but he got crit.
I
got a crit.
He's not at a 10 yet.
He's at a 9
to
for you.
He's not at a 10.
So
to
I
us,
win.
He's at a 10.
Bet. Oh, when did you... Oh, I thought you were at a 10.
For us,
because we're counting the crits as double.
Yeah.
So you're two short or you're one short?
You're one short.
You've only had one crit.
No, I've had two crits.
Yeah,
one
so
today.
So he needs two more hits for you to win.
Well, I'm all confused now. I thought you were one away.
If you were ignoring crits.
I was, based on the crits.
I got you. Okay.
So
I win the bet.
You get the room.
But your parlay is so
good.
Sorry, Sid. That's a tough one.
Kate, you can still do this.
How much damage? Don't you bust my nut?
Don't you bust my nut?
8 points of damage that counts as slashing and fire.
All right, 18 points of damage. We go to the top of round three, and it's Asta's turn.
Reduce flame.
Give me a reflex save. Give me a reflex save.
What is it? 10.
Oh, critical failure.
Oh, no.
You're immobilized.
I'm going home.
What is the rune?
It's a striking rune, and
striking
I want
rune.
It.
Striking.
And I want it. It's already in my katana.
Let's read about immobilized.
I'm immobilized.
You can still do produce flame.
I can still do produce flame, yeah.
Yeah, you're just incapable of movement. You can't use any actions that have the move trait.
Which is not.
You can try to escape as an action.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just going to do produce flame.
That's amazing. Look at the
That's
animation.
A cool graphic on Foundry. Yeah, we haven't seen that
one
before.
Let me see.
It's like you're chained.
Oh, whoa.
Up.
That's cool. That's pretty sick.
Yeah,
that's
sweet.
Yeah, there's like a little leaf
I
on top
be
of my foot. And I'm like, no. Can't lose this bet. And then she's going to shoot flames.
Natural one.
13?
It's a mess.
God. I can't believe
and
how low the numbers are you're saying out loud.
As my last...
Joe,
for
my
final magic trick.
That's it.
I commit seppuku.
Oh, no, that's not it. I'm sorry.
I have one.
Being immobilized did not take
one
action.
Foxfire. I'm just going to...
You're going to do another Foxfire?
Yeah, I'm going to do a Foxfire. 19, 20, 21, 22.
19 on the die?
19 on the die.
That's a hit.
Yes.
Nice, and you hit the fire weakness.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's electricity. My Foxfire is electricity.
That's confusing.
That is very confusing.
I know.
That busts my parlay. I think.
I think so.
I had you at five.
Oh, the under.
The five, yeah, the under.
Take that 1 point of electricity and I bust your nut.
Man, I thought you hit it. Oh,
we are chill.
I think we got to go back and look at these numbers. Some weird math in there.
That's my whole turn. That's it.
All right. I don't even care about the game anymore. Brother Ramius, you're up.
We have to come up with a new parlay.
I didn't even think you were betting ASAP. Money against anyone. Like, you didn't lose to
you
anyone.
You have nothing to lose.
Just bragging rights.
I'm assuming that's going to be a failure with a 15.
What are you trying to do?
Oh, reflex save.
Yeah, so minus 10 to your speed.
Minus 10 to movement speed, but he'll just stay parked right there, and I will...
It's cool, like minus 10 and it's difficult terrain, so like moving would be like, argh!
Yeah, it'd be brutal.
Argh!
He will do a Divine Lance. He'll fire off a Divine Lance at the creature.
At Barnes? Whoa.
Natural one.
Oh.
Cool. Oh, is that a spell fumble?
I should have just not attacked.
No.
If this has the word stupefied in it, I swear to God, I'm going to shatter my
So funny when you're mad.
This one from David in Houston, Texas.
Hi, David.
Can't get no respect. Can't get no respect. Your magic has run wild, causing you to have a split personality. That personality is Rodney Dangerfield, and he wants to control your body.
Sounds reasonable. Okay.
That sounds totally normal.
It's definitely in the world again. All
right, it is a will save. This will be against the creature's AC.
Okay.
Here we go. Will save. Natty 19.
There you go.
Critical success, I'm sure, with
a... Saves us from that narrative hurdle.
it was all just mechanical stuff, I'm pretty sure, but I'll get to it in a second. Just double-checking my will save should be... Yeah, that's a 30. Is that a critical save?
Critical success,
yeah. That would be critical. So no effect. Otherwise, it was... If success is you are paralyzed for one round as Rodney Dangerfield takes over your body, and then the other ones are just more rounds of paralyzed. So as Rodney Dangerfield. All right, so
Rodney Davis Dangerfield, famously paralyzed comedian.
Yes,
yes. Well, you're so scared.
You're paralyzed with disrespect.
Yeah, I can't believe nobody respects me because I can't move.
All right, my stupid vine is stunned, so I only got two actions here.
I have an action left. And I will.
And me.
Oh man,
Your Honor.
Your Honor. Yeah, I'll just aid Barnes.
Aid Barnes.
Attack.
All right, now it's my stupid Vine's turn. Let's see. Zephyr Barnes. Here comes Vine attack. 30.
That is a crit.
Oh.
Going to crit town. What's the damage
after all?
Oh, no.
Just scoop it up from your dead body.
Oh, no. Oh, 26 points of bludgeoning damage. 26 points.
Oh, jeez.
With its second and final action, it grabs you.
You are grabbed.
And I'm no longer stunned. Okay. Boggles.
Boggles.
Everyone
save us.
Knows.
You see, Barnes' body is starting to like edge right towards this lip of this catwalk.
Okay.
Boggles.
So the Kulakan is there. The eyes like flashing. It's just burn in his own language. Boom! Ignition. That is a with the bless. That's a 23 to hit.
Oh,
hit.
Okay. All right.
Ooh.
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 That is 33 points of damage.
Whoa.
And fire. It's dead.
Yes.
Oh. Wow. Amazing.
Oh, man. Wow.
The vines shrivel and burn, and you are safe.
Whew.
Asta is no longer mobilized.
Whew.
Harry. She came out of it well. I was rolling shit over here.
You weren't rolling well.
Not well. Yeah. Well.
Neither was I.
No, that's normal.
No, it's not. Zephyr!
It's a pre-existing condition.
Asta.
Are you okay?
You're welcome for saving your life.
What?
Really on. I saved your life.
And I saved your life when I told you that you were being attacked before you even saw.
Sure, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Strange exchange.
Yes, then you're welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
I don't understand why our characters have any tension.
Well, I don't understand why you're acting like I don't help.
I'm not.
Because I didn't hit? Because I couldn't hit the vine this time?
I didn't say anything about that.
Excuse me.
About that rune.
She bumps into you, and Troy?
Throws me off the ledge.
Troy, I would like to bump into him and do a thievery check as I do to pickpocket the rune back.
The rune is currently on Brother Ramey's
crossbow.
That you gave to him.
I forgot. It's still in the crossbow.
You grab his pocket and find his pack of cigarettes.
I take it.
Hey!
They're not your brand.
It's really expensive now.
I put them back.
Where are my cool menthols?
All right, 6 thievery checks later. What do you guys do?
I need some healing. I took a massive hit.
Okay. Brother Ramius will treat wounds on Bonds. On Bonds. And 9 points of healing.
9?
Yeah, 9. Took a massive hit. And then another 12.
I'm still down.
Okay. So we're sitting on this ledge for like 30 minutes working through this. And then another 11.
That'll do me.
as he's just patching you up, but it takes some time. Is anybody else hurt? I didn't get hurt.
I'm down a little bit.
Okay. And then...
How many points?
8.
Okay. That was like 2.
It wasn't 2. No.
The way you said it.
It was enough.
Not a little
11 bit. Points of healing Thank to you. Asta. So 40 minutes pass. All right.
Now that ugliness is behind us, shall we proceed?
Why did
Can
you
I do one more perception?
I looked at everyone.
Why'd you look at me?
I looked at everyone.
Stop looking at her.
Sorry.
Stop looking at her.
I just want to be clear. Our characters didn't have a bet.
No, they did.
We I think did? The characters.
I think it was,
I mean, just us.
Well, I mean,
I think it was kind of a Legolas Gimli sort of thing.
Yeah, like how else is this resolved?
This is true.
Because now, you know, for some reason,
no, in character,
Ramius has to give
in character. Asta would have to be like, "You're right. You are the better fighter."
Yeah, I think you should say that and roleplay it right now.
Actually, I don't think she would ever say that.
Well.
It's just
she
a, if we're RPing correctly.
Yeah, if I'm playing my person. Character, if I'm being true to my character, she won't give anyone anything. And will take
everything.
Every magic weapon for herself. It's just my character.
Yeah, if I'm true to my character, she's like kind of a lone wolf. Like doesn't
I don't
really
make
care
the rules.
About
yeah,
other people.
She's a fox.
Yeah. She's kind of a lone fox. no, she says to Barnes, it's a good hit.
Well, there are multiple hits. Which one are you referring to?
Oh my god. Can you just get me out of this?
I hate him. He's necking me.
He has one good Blaine, combat and
the
suddenly.
Side of my face.
I meant the hit where you thought to do fire. It was a good idea. That's all I was saying.
So all of them.
I am going up the stairs now. Buggles, Brother Ramius.
Hold on, not so fast. As he's working on everybody, he keeps looking up because did not see this coming. These like vines. So I would just like to do one perception looking up for any kind of other creatures that might be milling around or a shadow that moves in a funny way
yeah.
as we're looking up through these broken down floors above us. 19.
You know, there's a lot more vines sort of choking the ceiling, reaching up over to the top of the tower. It looks like the walls of the parapet have crumbled in portions, but you don't see anything moving.
And we're like halfway up the structure
yeah.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do the vines look like these other vines?
Yeah, they all kind of look similar.
I'm just going to produce flame at some of those vines.
That's cool.
They crumble, and you don't hear any shrieks.
All right, let's keep going. Keep
moving.
Zephyr?
Up to the top.
Is it going all the way around here to the stairs on like the northeast of the map, or there's like this out...
Yeah,
side
so let's
patio?
Go back to where you guys are. So you keep going along the edge, and if you'll see at the north portion, there's some stairs
yeah.
pinging. Once you guys get over to there, you see that the catwalk and these staircases continue around the north side of the tower, and then they crumble
oh.
and end. However, it does seem like you can still reach the top, but you have to climb.
Oh, I'll see you at the bottom. Good luck.
There are these thick vines, though.
There's only so much horn to go around.
There are a number of thick vines that look like they lead up to the landing. Hopefully, they're not alive. And for those of you worried about climbing, keep in mind, you only fall on a critical failure. And you could use the grab and edge reaction, should it come to that.
How tall is the gap? Like, how much space are we climbing?
15 feet.
All right, Barnes will flick the mirror to catch the light, and another Barnes will appear at the top.
All right, so you flick the mirror to catch the light, and you just appear.
And and then I'll dismiss the Barnes still below, and I'll become the one that on top.
Okay. You're on a new map.
Oh, good. You can help us up.
Yeah, and I will help them up.
Well, hold on. Let me give you some flavor up there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. There are.
One moment, I'm experiencing the flavor.
There are these smooth, 3 foot tall battlements surrounding the flat top of the offering spire. In the center of the stone floor, an engraved circle depicts interwoven vines and esoteric runes, perhaps intimating the original creators of this offering spire. On the eastern side,
So opposite where you guys jumped on, there is a horn of living fungus growing up out of the stone. Its hollow stalk starting as a small mouthpiece and growing larger and larger as it encircles itself and ends in this like trumpet-like bell. In the northeastern corner, there is a nest of sticks and bones. You get up there, and something is in that nest.
Oh, no.
No.
Let's look at what it is.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
We can't see it.
And there is zero.
Oh, wow. This could be a friend.
No. Yeah, that can't be an enemy.
It's Horus the Avenger.
The griffin, right?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It looks like the sphinx. Head like, of a bird, body of a lion.
It's a griffin. Sphinx is the opposite.
Yes.
Wings of an eagle.
It looks like an Egyptian.
It has some sort of
Egyptian. Yeah, it has like
a headdress
going on there. So you basically, in a moment, blink up there, and it sees you and goes to strike.
No.
Roll for initiative.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, Brother Amius can't climb up there.
Holy!
Before Barnes is killed, I just want to point out that the mouthpiece on this horn looks like a pair of rather seductive lips.
Looks very blowable.
The horn? Oh, I can't. I can't see the horn. You're talking about the beast. I'm like, it's a beak.
Look at the lips on that horn.
Yeah.
They're like red and luscious.
Oh wow!
Barnes is entranced.
Barnes is really into this horn.
You guys can't see the map at all, huh?
No.
Oh, this is amazing.
I am excited to see it.
We'll dig it. Let's do initiative and let's talk about climb, because climb is going to affect your move speed and there's failures. I mean, this is.
I mean, you just have to come down immediately.
I'm thinking about
it. It's the only option.
All right, Buggles, what'd you get?
I got a 20.
20 for Bugs. Okay. Brother Ramius.
27.
Asta.
17.
17 for Asta. Why'd I give you a 22? That's not what you said.
You can give me that.
17. Okay. Barnesy?
26.
26 for Barnes. Pretty good. Pretty good. Zephyr?
It would be
18.
Good. It would be good if you had him roll a 37 for your guy.
It's round one. You get up there. Let's talk about climb. Climb. Pathfinder 2E. Action. You attempt an athletics check to move a maximum distance of 5 feet. Up, down, or across an incline. You're off guard while climbing unless you have a climb speed. The GM determines the DC, blah, blah, blah. You might get an automatical critical success. I can skip that part as well. If your land speed is 40 or higher, anyone?
Nope.
Increase the maximum distance by 5 for every 20 above 20. Crit success, you move the maximum distance, increasing the max distance by 5 feet. So you could move up to 10 feet on a critical success. On a success, you move along 5 feet. Critical failure, you fall. And that's when you could use the grab edge reaction. If you fail that, you've also used your reaction and you fall to your death.
So just to picture this appropriately, these vines are hanging over the side of the building. So if you step out and climb onto them and fall, you fall.
No, you'll fall straight to the first floor.
Ah.
Oh, inside.
Yeah, inside.
So you'll fall 60 feet.
Yeah,
you fall 60 feet. Yeah, so I'm not climbing.
Yeah.
Dead.
We have 50 feet of rope.
It doesn't matter. We have a plus zero to climb. It's just way too likely to critically fail.
Like, but couldn't you just tie a rope to yourself and then someone could pull
combat,
you up?
Okay.
Yeah. You have a 5% chance of critically failing.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna do that.
Are you
There's no reason to even in character be like, get down.
Are you not gonna come down?
I mean, I might have to if you're not gonna climb up.
I'm gonna climb up.
Well, you're gonna go before us, I think.
Yeah. Well, let's see when it goes.
Maybe it's friendly. Maybe it is lunging at you to say hello.
I was going to talk to it, but it does seem to want to eat my throat.
Mm. This is a tricky situation. It seems like a regal bird.
This is very regal.
It can be reasoned with.
Well, let's talk about the reality of the scene here. Ramius, you act first, so there must be some sort of communication here. Barnes, do you say something?
Yeah, I'll say that. A bear is coming for me!
A bear?
Bear?
There's something up here. It's coming.
Oh, okay. There's a bear up here.
This guy's an idiot.
Maybe I... My default is just to tell people there's a bear. That's the bear fast.
Boy who cried bear.
Even if it turns out to be a lizard.
And just to be clear, you're not rolling back on this 60-foot fall thing.
No.
I just don't understand where. So we have to step out over nothing in order to get on them in the first place. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Then he'll be like, come back down here. And I'll delay.
The horn's here.
I don't have a bless. I'm done with those for the day. So I've got no buffing. All I've got are heals. So he'll just delay.
All right. The horn is in fact there, but Barnes, you go next.
All right. Barnes is going to say, hold, we mean you no harm. Please. We have no interest in your spire. We just need to blow that horn.
It's in like mid.
I have no reason to believe it actually speaks my language, but maybe like through my gestures, my hands up in the air, like, please.
You don't have a weapon in your hand.
I do have a weapon in my hand. But I hold it up. I hold it up.
Please.
Hold
two guns.
Please. Please.
Please. Please. We mean you no harm.
We mean you no harm. We mean you no harm.
I roll diplomacy.
Just
with
throw
it.
The sword 60 feet down into the thing. Then it'll really know you mean no harm.
This thing is coming at you. You have no reason to believe it knows your language, as regal as it looks.
All right. Let me look back at my
those
notes
luscious
here.
Luscious lips of the horn are calling you.
I know. That's what I'm thinking about.
Hello, my baby.
Make an offering, then blow the spore horn to create the summoning.
Make the offering,
then blow.
We don't
have the offering ready to go.
We have to clear the tower first.
Offer, then blow. Fight, Bonds! Show them what you're made of!
I mean, this thing's going to wipe the floor with me. So I'm going
to... You'll live forever!
I'm going to flick the mirror and go back down. And then move so the thing up on the top level disappears.
All right, so flick the mirror, come back down, and then move where?
I'll take a step. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you know what I'll do? Let me exploit vulnerability while I'm up there. That's an action.
Are you rewinding time?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Tiny little.
Just a little bit.
Let me just throw you back up there. We'll start your turn over.
I don't need to be able to travel feet.
I don't think I need to be able to see it.
The second level general feet.
I think I remember the thing that was about to eat my feet.
Guy wins a ruin, thinks he's Jesus.
I'm going to still do the same thing. I'm going to come back down, but I'm saying before I leave, I'm going to be like, what is this?
Okay.
23,
huh?
Yeah.
This is something known as a... Hierarchosphinx.
Oh, I've seen these.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though it has the face of it doesn't have the face of a human.
It's a kind of sphinx.
Sphinx have human faces.
But there's not one kind of sphinx. Is the idea here?
I will tell you, in terms of
do I succeed against the standard
DC
for itself? Okay, so for the exploit vulnerability, I succeed, and then now we do the recall knowledge.
Now we do the...
But the... Well, what's his greatest weakness?
Oh, yeah. So...
Get that for free.
I get that for free.
Does not have one.
So then one piece of useful information.
I can allow you to exploit its personal antithesis. So now with the recall knowledge, just a useful piece of information.
Useful piece of information. It has an ability to do a big emanation attack.
Ooh. Okay.
What do we do?
All right. Let's strategize. It's standing between us and the horn. How do we get us up there before it comes and kills all of us?
Someone has to go blow the horn.
Someone
has to get up there quickly.
Well, we don't have the offering ready. You blow it after the offering.
I'll go down
ready.
And get the offering ready. Bye! Starts running.
You smell suspiciously.
So slow.
Wait. They said, Genthia said that we have to clear everything out. We can't.
Cure the spire.
We can't invite her here if something is here that would hurt her.
Right. Of course, you're right.
Austin, you're right.
Are you okay?
Have you been smoking?
I'm just very stressed.
You're freaking out. He's got a lot going on.
Austin,
you and I can teleport up there.
It's all the gambling and drugs.
Yes.
It's
kind of...
Perhaps you and I can hold the creature off long enough.
Yes.
That the others can climb up.
I'm not afraid, and I'm really good at fighting. I can teleport.
Gonna miss her.
Wait, so you teleport last word back down.
You can teleport?
And you're gonna have her dimension door back up.
We're both gonna go back up.
Here's the thing.
I have to dimensional assault into a space next to, within melee of a creature, and then I immediately stab that creature. So if you're next to me, I will stab you. It has to be the enemy creature.
And if you can't see it,
I can't see it. Yeah. I mean, I could dimensional assault to the space up there, but if the creature's not there, I can't do it. So the creature has to be right where you
just
left.
That's a requirement. They have to be next to a creature?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
to end your movement adjacent to a creature, right?
To a better position yourself for an attack. Teleport to any square in range that's within the reach of a creature, and then make a melee strike.
I mean, you could do it next to me. I don't think you're required to make the strike if you don't want to, right?
We've said you are required.
And then make a melee strike against one creature within your reach.
It doesn't say, like, you may. It says, do it.
It just says, this is what you do. So...
You could slap me.
I could slap you.
You don't. It doesn't say you have to do it with your weapon.
They can only climb single file?
No, you guys could, multiple people could climb.
Yeah, so just climb together if you
really
want to
go up there. I'm just
nervous
this, like, burst attack they have if we're all on the wall and it knocks us off.
Yeah. I'll say we have to get up there and scatter.
You can't get up there in one round.
Yeah, because it's 5 feet, right?
You would have three actions. If you succeeded, three straight checks, but everybody would already have to be on the wall at that moment.
Yeah.
Three straight checks. All would have to succeed. Then you're at the top.
Can we just stay down here until the combat resets?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, why don't we just...
Close the door.
Spread out and stay down here and see if the creature comes down here.
Long rest and then come back.
I don't think we should try
it's
to go up.
Its nest.
It's not a Dark Souls boss. You're not going to be able to cheese it.
I mean, here's what I think we do. Yep. Those who are going to climb up, which I think should be all of us, we should all meet each other at the top, ready to make that final climb together. Get up there, scatter.
It's too risky because it knows that we're coming up and it can do that burst attack.
Or we
while
just
we're
wait
on the wall,
we
right
just
at
wait,
the ledge.
Make it come down.
Yeah.
If it's just not
try
going
to find another way up,
I mean, if it's not going to come down, then we wait a couple hours.
There's like a
new spells come back.
There's like a little porch out here that we didn't go through. It looks like there might be another way up.
I don't know if that's a porch, Troy. This area that like opened to an outside along the left side wall that we were walking, is that actually open to the outside or is that just a weird map thing?
That's, that is not.
I think it's.
Actually, let's see. The buckle's out there. Yeah, no, that's a porch.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe there's another way up.
I mean, we could try to taunt it. Try to call it to us.
Do you have a fish or anything? You could like throw something.
I don't have a fish, but I have some rations, so I could really use our words.
Don't forget, it has wings. You don't.
Yeah.
It is Barnes' turn. You're still doing your turn?
Those are my actions.
Okay.
Exploit vulnerability. I went up. Exploit vulnerability came back.
Brother Amius is going to get out of there and create some distance if this thing has some kind of an AoE.
Can you move me back to the other map? Sure.
Yes. So perhaps we should spread out. And he'll step back. Oh, and then now I see this porch thing.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Was the top of the spire open? Like, could it fly in and out, or did it use a window?
Yeah, no, it's all open up there.
Hmm.
There's a porch over here of some kind.
You think it could easily fly into where you guys are and also out to where the porch is? It's based on the holes and openings in the structure.
I'm going to ready in action. I'm going to move and then ready. And I'm going to ready a recall knowledge. So when I see the creature, I'll attempt to recall knowledge.
You delayed.
And now I'm taking my turn.
You're moving and then you're
ready.
Readying. You have enough. You only moved one action.
Yeah.
All right. It's its turn. It is going to swoop down.
Oh, that answers that.
Right.
Into like above where you guys are.
Oh my god.
And just lets out this shriek, this and everybody needs to roll a fortitude save.
I turned my bottle cap, I rolled a natural one.
Oh no. You have one bottle cap?
One bottle cap.
I think this is the big baddie of the tower.
And so too. I think it could take me down.
You got full hit points, right?
Yeah, but one hit with something like this. If it deafens me, I don't cast spells.
It is, it's fortitude. Maybe it's sonic.
Got a natural one over here, Obi?
15.
15? Okay.
27.
Zephyr, 27 for Zeph. Not bad fortitude-wise.
20.
20, okay.
23.
Zephyr and Buggles succeeded.
Regular success?
Regular success.
Ooh, it's a 90-19.
Ugh. Wow. Asta and... what'd you roll, Raimi?
15.
Ramius are deafened for one round.
So no damage, just deafened.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Barnes, you are deafened for 1 minute and stunned one.
Oh, there it is. All right.
Well, it's probably for the best that you didn't spend your bottle cap.
Yeah, that would have. It probably would have been
sad. It can probably do a lot more.
All right, so it it moved, and it does the shriek, and
shriek!
And then it kind of flies back a little bit,
shriek,
creating some distance. And that is the end of its turn. And now it's Buggles' turn.
Wait, but do you get to...
Yeah, so kind of...
Oh, yeah.
You might recall knowledge now. Mm-hmm. Nature is what I'm going to roll. Let me double check and make sure I have this right. Yep. This would be good to 18.
18 now. Oops.
It's an alien!
I told you what it is.
Flying alien! I was trying to see
or
if I would know more.
Smoking your fly leaf.
No, it has nothing to do with it. I've read many books on many creatures. I thought maybe if I saw it, I'd recognize something we didn't know yet.
Quit any time I want. Buggles.
Buggles is sort of pressing himself into this corner of by the catwalk, just like presses, and puts his fingers to his temple, and boom. Gonna do a frostbite attack.
Frostbite?
Yes. Give me a fortitude save, please.
Fortitude save on the frostbite is 27.
That is a regular success. So that is... three more dice.
That's a good sign.
Nice, baby.
That's a total of 2 points of frost damage. And then he's going to raise his shield.
Okay, little raise shieldage.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Actually, something inside of him just seems to snap. And it's not like it's him. It's not the Kula Khan. But he just, like, he shouts at the creatures. It's like, get away from my friends! Ooh. And I'm going to do an intimidation check.
Okay. Nice.
That is a 24.
Okay, and that's against my will DC?
Your will DC.
That's a success.
Ooh,
nice.
Wow. Right,
it's frightened one.
Right, so maybe he's never seen anything like you before. Enough so to... I don't like
that. Break it out a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes birds are skittish.
Yeah.
It's bird-like.
Even if they have the head of the son of Osiris.
It is Zephyr's turn.
All right. Zephyr is going to move to this corner right here. Get into monastic archer stance. I like to think that she was going to put the bow away to climb, but didn't make it once she heard Barnes exclaim there's something up here, so she has her bow out. Monastic archer stance, and then I'm going to do my key strike with my familiar blow. So again, she pulls back the bow, you see the hand wrap start to glow. Okay. That's 18 for the first one.
No.
Second one.
Man.
No, they both miss. So it
bad
looks
rolls,
like
man.
It looks like something cool is going to happen, and then it doesn't.
Yeah. Bow again. Asta.
All right, I am going to... You see Asta focusing and her hands start to glow a bluish color as I cast a spell. I'm going to cast Hydraulic Push. Let's see, as I suck the moisture out of this old building, this old tower, I'm going to shoot it at you.
Okay.
Unless...
The girls are having a bad day.
I roll a 15, unless it's just a 15.
Mm-hmm.
Then I waste level 1 spell slot and 2 actions.
Oh.
So I'll just do that.
Hey, I wasted a focus point.
It's so sad.
Really?
It's so sad.
Oh my gosh.
To be me. And then I'm just going to do
not your day.
A foxfire as my final action.
Okay.
Because I don't know what else to do.
Foxfire with a map? Let's see it.
No. What did you roll?
Not a one.
Is it a one?
Roll the natural one.
No.
Oh, no.
It's oh, gold.
No. You are so ice.
Maybe Bubbles startled you also.
Yeah, you frightened?
It probably died. Was a
We've
little,
never heard you speak like that.
No, no.
Luckily, I got scared.
It wasn't
Barnes
the cool con.
I didn't hear it at
all. Oh, Barnes is not. Barnes didn't hear anything.
Barnes
yeah, you
hear
guys
it.
You guys are probably just like, whoa, what's
I
up
I rolled
with that?
Every die in my tray, and I was like, this one's the best. Rolled a natural one.
The worst.
Joe, that'll be a spell fumble, because that was my foxfire.
God. All right. Samu Ryan from San Diego, California.
Okay.
San Diego. This one's called Racetrack Spaghetti.
Okay.
Like Casino Primavera.
Yeah, Casino Primavera. Racetrack Spaghetti. It's perfect.
There it is.
What is it?
Everything reminds you of her.
Oh.
Or him. You can't focus on the task at hand. Your spell fails and you must roll a will save.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Use that die you just rolled.
Yeah, I'll use my nat one die. Here I go.
So romantic.
Actually, I'll use my teeny tiny die. It always rolls well.
Because you can't read the numbers. Make it up.
I rolled a two.
Oh. Oh.
Nine.
Oh.
Is it a two? Are you sure?
Keep turning around. It's going to be another number.
It's a two. Could it be a five?
Sure, there's not a zero after?
Wait.
Stop.
Wait.
Stop. You've turned that die 12 times in your hand.
It's not a two. It's a nine. I see the little dot on it. So that's a nine.
Two and a nine.
They don't even look nothing alike.
Because it's the curve, and I thought the dot was the leg of the two.
I think you should use bigger dice.
No.
I agree.
Everyone stop. These are my beautiful pixie die from Norse Foundry. All right, so that's a nine, seven, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
She counted every number up.
16.
That's a huge difference.
Sure.
Yes. Yes.
But you went like this.
No.
Let me just see.
You have a plus
like
seven.
It turned so many times. I just looked at 10 numbers when I did that. It's weird that two turned into a nine when I flipped it around in my hand six
you
times.
You should know with how bad my rolls are sometimes. I don't lie. It's a nine.
I know you don't lie.
Plus
is
seven.
The creature's AC 26 or higher? Is it?
No.
Right,
but
so
that is a
failure,
fail.
Not a critical failure. Okay. You are stupefied one for 1d4 rounds.
Who's Ooh. Rolling the d4?
Always you me. Or Troy, whoever. Whomever.
Always me. Yes.
Four.
Oh my god,
dead.
That is so awful.
I'm dead. I'm
that
gonna
is
die.
So
Who
terrible.
Are you thinking about?
I think I was thinking about him.
Oh, him.
Him.
Him
I think
who?
I was thinking about him.
Him who?
From
him who I can't. Quite remember.
Powerpuff Girls?
No. Not him.
Oh.
Though I do think about him often.
I think about him a lot.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about him from my memory that I had given to the gardeners.
Oh.
And I think there's a weird glitchy thing.
Oh, there's like a glitch in your...
Something's happened. Like I tried to remember something and it... I'm like... And then my foxfire goes off. It's electricity. It just shoots into the ceiling. And then I'm just standing there like...
Yeah.
How?
You're like, wait, where did this memory come from?
Yeah.
Maybe I electrocuted myself. I don't know. That's my whole turn.
So you take a minus one, basically, to your will saves, any intelligence, wisdom, or charisma-based check for any skills, and you have to attempt a DC 6 flat check to cast any spell.
Also, weren't you deafened? Shouldn't you have been rolling flat checks?
I'm deafened, but...
I think you roll a DC 5 flat check when you try to cast spells while deafened.
Do they have the... I didn't see auditory in... it has, like, manipulate.
Oh.
But I didn't see auditory, so I didn't know if that was a separate thing.
What, you cast two spells in that round?
Hydraulic Push has attack, concentrate, manipulate, water. And then Foxfire also doesn't have auditory.
Or somatic.
But does it have somatic? Yeah, I'm sure Hydraulic Push.
I don't
if you perform an action that has the auditory trait, you must succeed at a DC 5 flat check or the
yeah,
action
Yeah, I don't see it go. As a trait.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was only for
sorry.
One round, I believe, so... All right, so basically, Brother Ramius is deafened. Asta is about to no longer be deafened, but she's stupefied one for four rounds. Barnes is stunned one and deafened for a minute. And there was a flying, large, otherworldly creature about to perhaps rain down some pain. Find out what happens next week.
Yeah, it has to stop there. Yeah, and the creature hasn't been touched.
Nope.
Oh, it's scared.
It's scared.
It's really scared.
A little for 2 points of damage.
And hurts very badly. It's frostburned and hurt.
Yeah, it's very, very
You're
hurt.
Welcome.
I got the lock. We got this. We got this.
Yeah, no problem.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's join the NAISH.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.